This podcast is brought to you by Shout Engine. In less than 5 minutes, you can start your own podcast for free with ShoutEngine.com.
This episode of the Smoking Tire Podcast is brought to you by Pro Flowers. You know those people that are just hard to shop for, like your wife for your anniversary, your sister for her birthday? It's just the worst trying to find a gift that A, you know they'll like, and B, won't cost an arm and a leg. Well, I'm going to make it easy for you. ProFlowers.com. It's my go-to for flowers. I've been using them for over 15 years. They're fresh, they're priced right, and they're a perfect gift for literally anyone. And they get delivered straight to the recipient's door. How easy is that? ProFlowers bouquets are guaranteed fresh for 7 days or your money back. I actually have a ProFlowers bouquet on my counter right now that I got about 7 days ago, and it looks great. They have a 7-step quality check, which means the flowers are always awesome. They look just like the pictures. The website is super easy to use. You can schedule your delivery ahead of time for any date you want and get back to your workday. ProFlowers is a no-brainer gift for a birthday, an anniversary, every occasion, or even no occasion at all. Anytime when you want her to feel special, they take care of all the details. And right now, ProFlowers has a special offer just for our listeners, $10 off your purchase of $29 or more. Very simple, very straightforward. This deal works on best-selling gifts like their 100 Blooms Bouquet, a dozen red roses, or even their totally unique plant gifts. To get this great deal, just go to ProFlowers.com, enter code SMOKING at checkout. Enter code SMOKING at checkout. Do yourself a favor and help out our show by supporting ProFlowers. I know you have either a birthday, an anniversary, or some other occasion coming up. So right now, get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more at ProFlowers. But this deal definitely won't last long. Go to ProFlowers.com. Enter code SMOKING at checkout for this special deal. And you know who's back? Guess who's back? Garage Boss oil drain pans are back. What is the biggest complaint about changing your own oil besides getting your aging body under your car? It's the cleanup. But what drains from your car doesn't need to end up all over you or your driveway. Introducing Garage Boss oil drain pans, a full line of drain pans with no mess solutions like disposable tearaway sheets and integrated funnels. You just drain your oil directly into the Garage Boss drain pan container, put it in your trunk, and drive to your nearest recycling auto parts store. Why transfer messy oil from the old pan to an old jug and then hope it doesn't leak in your car? Make it easy on yourself. Garage Boss drain pans. From oil pan to recycling center, it's that easy. They're available at Amazon.com. Just search Garage Boss. And, ooh, let me have a sip of my coffee first. Mmm. And let's talk about Forza Motorsport. Forza Motorsport 7 is out now. I'm excited. You're excited. Everyone's excited. Here's the deal. The new Xbox One S, Forza Motorsport 7, is the premier racing game, and it's the official racing simulator of the Smoking Tire Podcast. Experience the danger and beauty of competitive racing at the limit. Enjoy gorgeous graphics at 60 frames per second and true 4K resolution in HDR color. Collect over 700 Forza Vista cars, including the largest assortment of Ferraris, Porsches, and Lamborghinis ever, including the brand new 911 GT2 RS. Master over 30 famous environments with race conditions that change every time you race. They won 18 awards out of the E3 convention. It is just ridiculous. It's available on the new Xbox One X. It is available on the Xbox One S. It is available on the Xbox One. It is available on Windows PC. All these platforms. Forza Motorsport 7. I tried it. I really enjoyed the rain effect. Was amazing. It was the most realistic rain I've ever seen in a video game. I tried the European semi truck racing, which was super super fun. And I tried the new GT2 RS, which was quite delightful. I'm super excited. I only played the demo, but I'm super excited to have the game in studio so we can waste a lot more hours playing it. And check out xbox.com/Forza to pre-order it. Check out ForzaMotorsport.net. I believe I don't have it in front of me. I believe it's October 3rd it comes out. I am super, super excited because I've actually gotten a little taste of it, and I couldn't be prouder to have Forza Motorsport as the official racing simulator of the Smoking Tire Podcast. Last but certainly not least, let's hear it. That, my friends, is Beeline Coffee. BeelineCoffee.com. These guys, proud to call friends of mine. They are gearheads. They come from a family of auto restorers, motorcycle riders, all around car people. We've had the pleasure of having them in studio with us. And they decided to take their, other passion, coffee, combine it with their passion for cars, and create Beeline Coffee. This is true, single origin micro roasted coffee. It is of the highest of high end coffee manufacturers. The stuff ain't cheap, but it is absolutely delicious. I love the packaging of the coffee. It actually doesn't just say the name of the coffee with a cool picture of a vintage car. It actually has tasting notes on the packaging, so you don't have to guess what you're going to get. It says, oh, this is full body, this is light roast, this is medium roast. It has tasting notes like wine on it, so you know what you're buying. Go to BeelineCoffee.com and enter code TST at checkout, and that'll get you 10% off your order and free shipping. They even have a Coffee of the Month Club where you can buy a whole year of coffee, and they will send you new bags every couple of weeks so you can try their entire offerings. They started out with just two. Now they're up to, I think it's 7 or 8 different roasts, and I have tried them all. They are quite delicious. And no, they're not cheap, but they are, if you're a coffee nerd like me, if you need to drink delicious coffee and not shit coffee, then this is the way to go. BeelineCoffee.com. Use code TST at checkout and get 10% off and free shipping from Beeline Coffee. Now enjoy the show.
Yo. All right, we're going here. What's up, kids? Mini remote Smoking Tire Podcast today. We are coming to you live, recorded, not actually live, from room 203 at the Pahrump Holiday Inn. This is a brand new Holiday Inn, and I shouldn't be plugging them because I asked if we could use their conference room for this podcast. It was unoccupied, and they said $50 an hour.
So that's a good business.
So me, Spinelli, and Mr. Alex Roy are up in Pahrump as part of our desert death hot adventure to film some drive on NBC Sporten. GT Karin.
Yeah,
I'm driving NBC Sporten.
Spinelli
is super uncomfortable.
So I've got we've got this, like, you know, it's a
chaise. I would move.
It's a chaise.
I'd like to be able to lean back on something.
Alex, you do desk chair.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Sit in front of the thing. Because Spinelli's on this, like, do you want to lay down?
He's on a chair.
I might lay down.
We can actually pretty much
this
do therapy.
Much
it's 5 degrees
like
on this chair.
For Spinelli.
This is nice.
It's literally 5 degrees.
It's like a Navajo blanket upholstered.
Oh, look at that.
Crap couch.
It's so the problem is it's like 112 outside right now.
This is nice.
So I have my room's really fucking cold.
It's so cold. I'm going to crouch in front of your loins.
Do you want to sit here and I'll sit over
wait
there?
Wait a minute. This is...
Alex has his face in, like, in my
there's,
balls.
There's a, I think there's a levels problem here with you two guys.
The awkwardness of this cannot be overstated.
And the baldness in this room is amazing.
It's heavy bald.
It's heavy bald.
And yet, Spinelli, the oldest one among us, has a full head of hair.
Two-thirds of a pawn shop sign.
Alex, what would it look like if you grew your hair out right now? Would it be donut-like, like head?
Okay, do you remember in RoboCop, when the second bad guy gets covered in acid and begins to melt? That's what it would look like.
If I grew my hair out, it would look like Tom Smikowski from Office Space. Which is the fucking... That's the jump to conclusions Matt guy.
Right.
Yeah, no, it would be good.
If I shaved my head, I would look like a really old Powder.
Ew.
I'm wondering, would shaving your head, Spinelli, make you look older or younger?
That's a good question, Matthew. And I'm going to say older. And here's why. My hair is not gray. I don't have any.
You don't dye your hair.
I don't dye it. It's
naturally. You don't dye your hair.
Not even down there.
Keep dropping his name, but I just found out Jack dyes his hair. Jack
Bird, yeah.
Because he fucking didn't for like a couple of weeks. And he had he does a butt part in the middle with his long hair. And he had like a fucking out from center skunk stripe happening.
Like Broomhilda?
Yeah. I mean, like. I gotta hand it to Jack. I gotta hand it to Jack for rocking the long hair way longer than I ever could. Like I got rid of it.
He owns it. You know,
yeah, he owns the hell.
He's a member of the Bee Gees with that fucking haircut.
But the suits and the hair, like God he is damn. Bringing class one, oh. like credibility. Like he's
dressing like Chef Marcus Samuelson. I love it. Yeah, I'm jealous because he just went to England and blew like 10 G's on suits at. Fucking what do you call it? Savile Row?
Oh yeah. I'm
so jealous.
It's okay because it's English and they're made locally in England. Is
yeah.
that
yeah. Well no, it's okay because like that's an experience.
Right.
Like it you know, he'll wear that shit.
Right.
Because he you know some people like they think you should get expensive stuff and then like save it for an occasion.
Fuck that.
No, fuck that. I think you should get expensive stuff and then use the shit out of
yeah.
it. I'm all about
so
that.
So is it okay to buy, say, Chinese made if you go to China and have it done locally?
Like a suit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know a guy who's 6'8" and can't get clothes anywhere.
So he
flies to Hong Kong yeah. once a year, and he just shows them pictures of Bond villains from this old movies and says, make that.
Is it amazing?
Yeah.
I actually, you know what? Honestly, the one thing I regret about our trip to Thailand is that I should have, on the first day we got there, gone out and got fitted and ordered a bunch of stuff. Because it takes like a few days to make them all. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was like, I want some shit. Because there's tailors everywhere
yeah.
in Thailand. And like, that's like what they do. And honestly, how are these levels? I have no headphones. Are we peaking? Does it look okay?
Mine looks a little
We're
high.
Using this portable recorder and it's not my normal shtee. So I'm doing my fucking
mine looks
best.
Okay.
Mine feels a little...
So, I don't know. Am I still low in the mix?
Dude, for some reason, Spinelli's shit is, like, up, turned up to the max, but...
All right, I'm gonna have to make this...
I don't know. I'm just gonna... We're gonna
I'm
try
gonna project
and have to...
to the back row.
I don't know. I'm gonna turn everything up just a little bit.
I wouldn't
bit,
turn
but,
mine up.
I don't know. But we're right. we're trying... if I regret not getting some suitage made in Thailand.
Yeah.
Next time I go back to the East, 100%
I mean,
suits.
The deals that you... I mean, it's like...
Oh,
the
it's
difference.
Like $80 for a 3-piece suit, 4 shirts. Like it was like Hollywood Suit Outlets. You guys don't know about Hollywood Suit Outlets, do you?
No.
Oh, Hollywood Suit Outlets is a very LA thing, but it's basically that Thailand experience in North Hollywood.
but who's the Thai tailor?
There's no Thai. He's an Arab dude.
Whenever
Hollywood
say,
Suit Outlets.
Whenever you say Thai experience, I keep thinking you don't have to be Asian to call.
Dude, there's other Thailand experiences that you can get right
Channel
here in Pahrump, actually.
Channel 35, 1998. You don't have to be Asian to call.
Is that Asian phone sex?
Yeah, it was before the internet, before cable. You had analog cable boxes. You had 35 buttons, and 35 was the one.
The one on the big, it was like a keyboard almost
yeah.
on a wire, right?
Yeah.
I fucking remember that
yeah.
shit. But what's crazier do you think? That people still call phone sex lines, that people still have dial-up internet, or that people still have AOL email addresses?
AOL email addresses.
My mom just canceled hers.
Oh.
Like a month ago. Like not even like real recently.
I mean, I think the phone sex thing is probably still legit, right? Because you're actually talking to a person.
That motion was you.
Was like
talk
back
a little, then, phone
no,
sex.
I wasn't
was,
trying to get you to blow me. I was saying, can you talk a little
talk
closer to the microphone?
In 1998, phone sex was, it was 5 or 6 pre-recorded 90-second things. You'd call in, it was like $2 to call, and it was a random rotation. But unless you call the one that says that you'd have to
well,
be
then you
to
get,
call.
Yeah, who's this, what's your name, and what's your pleasure?
it's Mike, and I... I really... I'm kind of... You know, like, in, I mean, I'm not
really
into
sure
the
why I
thing,
called.
But
I don't know what
I
to
just,
call what I did to myself.
It's my first time. My first
all right,
time
honey, hold it. On a second. Hold on a second here. All right, picture me. I'm wearing a purple, it's kind of a chambray blend. It's a little like frilly on the sides. My boobs are sticking kind of out, but they're a little bit far down.
Right when you guys walked in, I was watching Hoarders on TV, and that was the woman. Right there.
That's funny.
She was arguing to try and keep a pea-stained newspaper, and in that voice that you just...
Well, you know honest movie trailers, right? Like, this is honest phone sex line. I don't look great. I'm not going to lie.
I don't look great, but boy, do I sound good.
Fantastic. Pick up a magazine. Pick up a magazine and then pretend that I'm her. Because you know what, honey? You don't want to see me in public.
All right.
Okay,
so,
Cars.
Yeah, I mean, you know, or not. But in the vein of Cars that aren't not really car stories, Alex is, according to Alex.
Before we talk about whatever you're going to say,
I want to talk about you going to India.
Before we talk about India, have you seen Alien Covenant?
No, Hannah saw it and said it was shit.
I'm glad that she said that because I also thought it was shit. And I was so convinced that I was alone that I went to Google Alien Covenant reviews. And the first one was Mr. Plinkett.
Who talks like this?
The second one was...
Is that a real-life Black Boyle voice? Is that what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Plinkett. But I found a second guy, and his review goes like this. It's like, Alien Covenant, you done fucked up. Ridley Scott, you fucked up. You done fucked up. 20th Century Fox, you done fucked up. And that, for the rest of the day, it's all we can talk about.
Oh.
Now India.
Well, so will someone...
we get on the radios tomorrow, you know that we're going to be doing that voice
somebody
all day long.
Put a... I saw it on Instagram, but someone had screenshotted their YouTube mobile page, right? And they had searched Alien Covenant reviews. And each review was like, or each result that you could see, you know, you could see the screenshots of the top four videos. And it was four guys, all of whom looked like this. Like, which you couldn't see, but because it's a radio, but it was four guys, all of whom had their palm to their face, making the what the fuck face. So I'm not, I'll wait till a flight. I just watched, finally watched Rogue One. I don't know why. We don't need to go into movie reviews, but sure. I finally watched, like, a year late. Liked it. Good movie.
You know, I'm doing this thing with my intern where we do 60...
You have an intern?
Yeah.
We'll hear all about that in a minute. Awesome. What are you doing with your intern?
Well, he goes to FIT. He's the only straight dude at FIT who's also into cars and has an E39.
So oh, really? Me, oh, you, like, found a mini JF?
Yeah. this kid's cool, though. So it's a very totally like night and day with JF. Uh-huh. And so he said, he's like, dude, I'll do anything to work for you. I'm like, you're hired. Anyway, so...
So he's your clothing intern.
Yeah,
your Polizei brand fashion intern.
He also worked on 3207 because we're relaunching that.
Oh, cool.
And Polizei and my new high-end audio business that I'm launching. But he's like, dude, I have a great idea. We should do 60-second reviews of movies that would be better if they took place in the Fast and Furious universe.
Okay.
And so each week we pick a movie, and then I ad-lib the pitch for that movie. And so...
Wait, what about the movie has to happen in the Fast and
anything.
Furious
so
universe?
I'll give you an example.
House of Cards.
I'll give you an example. So, Rogue One, a Fast and Furious story.
Okay.
All right, now I'm forgetting how... Okay, so you just saw it.
I just saw it.
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, so Dominic Toretto.
Yes. Are they drag racing spaceships? Is this what happens?
All right, so Dominic,
his parents
he goes
are
to
kidnapped.
The cantina in Mos Eisley.
Uh-huh.
He meets a girl. And no, this girl. You know, it's not going to work. I didn't think the
Wait a minute.
I had the one that I had was Alien Covenant, a Fast and Furious story.
Like a family.
And, yeah. So all right. So the Fast and Furious crew lands on a planet. They bring their lander down to the planet. It breaks down. They have a mechanic with them, but he doesn't have the parts he need. Luckily, they find another mechanic who looks just like the one they've got. He's like, I can fix it. And luckily, my garage only a quarter mile away, but between here and there, it's pretty dangerous. There's these fucking things that are really dangerous. We're gonna have to really book it. So they book down there. Half of them get eaten. It turns out that other mechanic's evil. He's got the stage two kit they need to fix the lander.
Stage two,
and make the quarter. And their families. They make the quarter mile back to the ship. They all get eaten except two guys. Get back to the main ship. Turns out they brought the evil mechanic instead of the good one. Bam.
$1 million. I mean, I see that. Somebody get F. Gary Gray on the phone right now. No, I mean, it's Justin. Justin,
it
Lin. Justin Lin.
But you can easily have, you know, I mean, you know, it's a fucking Rogue One. All right, they've got to go somewhere. They need
I understand. It's just not that funny.
It was before you showed up. It was before.
It's funny. Know. What drugs would you have to be on for that to be funny?
Let's move on.
Mescaline? I think
mescaline. Oh, mescaline, the old purple ones. Do you remember that?
No, I'm not that old.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry.
I'm not old enough to remember mescaline. I only did one lewd my whole life.
You don't
wow.
have to
yeah, well, you know,
you don't
Quaaludes.
Have to call.
I'm also, by the way, too young for Quaaludes, so that's...
Are you?
That either.
Yeah,
I got
we
someone
have a
ended up with a lewd in college, the lemon 714 shits. Dude, I'm telling you, I've only even ever been in the presence of a lewd once, and I took it, and it was delightful.
Well,
it
apparently...
Was,
yeah.
One lewd is great. If you take seven, you end up like Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street. But one is brilliant, honestly.
Yeah. Apparently, they were all the fucking rage.
I mean, dude, they were so good that the government successfully got rid of them 100%.
Right.
They've tried to get rid of heroin, they ain't done shit. They got rid of lewds, and they're fucking gone.
I got a Quaalude story.
Wait, can you get them anywhere?
And not, it's
get them
not,
anywhere
no, no, no,
the
it's
world?
Not me. Wait, what? Wait.
Can you get them anywhere in the world?
I don't think so. I think
I know
they're
where
fucking
the hell they
gone.
Went. Yeah.
I see.
Okay, so Barry Manilow, right? We know Barry Manilow from
you know
I Write
old
the Songs.
Friend, yeah.
Right, exactly. No, but people think Barry Manilow, like Goody Two Shoes, right? Do you know the song Mandy? Right, people sing it at their fucking weddings, or
yeah.
they used to. Probably your, you know,
you came and
they,
right.
yeah, like, are you going to have to pay $30,000 if we sing this song?
No, it's either under parody or a cover, both of which are open.
Right. Oh, Mandy, yeah.
it's pretty good.
Anyway,
if you put on the Matt Damon schnoz from Ocean's 13 and exactly. grew your hair out, you'd be Barry Manilow.
Well, there you go. However, right, so you'd never think it's a woman. You know, he came out, so it's, you know, it was kind of one
I
of those things.
I didn't know that he came
it's,
out.
Well, I thought he did,
I
right,
mean,
recently.
Come on.
All right, but wait a minute.
I actually thought
Mandy,
maybe.
Mandy is not about a woman. It's about Mandrax, which was a kind of Quaalude.
Oh.
That doesn't sound
it's
true.
It's about him. No, it's he wrote the song about kicking Quaaludes. And if you listen to the lyrics about... I mean, this is all speculation, by the way. I mean, Barry,
so
I don't know if he's ever said this in public.
You're making two guesses that he's not
I mean,
straight.
Barry.
And that it's about drugs.
No, but
or
the song is
about
seriously, look up Mandrax. The song is about him, the tough time he had kicking Quaaludes.
Okay. I mean, I'll just believe you on that one.
I'm telling you, it's the goddamn truth.
I'll just believe you. I don't.
Mandrax.
Okay, Alex will iPhone it.
Look, iPhone it up, buddy.
Okay, should we?
You want to talk about India?
Yeah, because you just—I didn't know you were going to India, and I just saw some like really out of context Instagram posts, and I was like, "Oh, he looks like he's having a good time." But what the fuck were you doing over there?
So, I got a random phone call from Renault Nissan in Paris saying, "Would you like to drive the world's cheapest car across India?"
Abso-fucking-lutely.
So I said, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant.
So I Googled it. The Renault Kwid, which is, I'm trying to think.
It's called the Kwid.
It's amazing. The best name ever. Yeah. It starts with a Q.
How many Kwid is it?
It's $4,000 equivalent.
So how cheap is it? Well, how cheap is a Tata Nano?
It's 200 bucks. Tata Nano is 200 bucks cheaper.
So it's the second
but the
cheapest car.
Except the Tata Nano is basically... It's fucking trash, and you cannot get the base version.
Okay, because so they made some hypothetical base version that you have to like special order, but it doesn't really exist. Okay,
so the Kwid looks. I'm trying to think what it looks like. It looks like a very small crossover.
I have to go get another beer. Continue.
The front wheel drive, an 800cc motor.
800cc.
Four cylinder.
Because it looks, and I'm not going to.
It's a four cylinder 800?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It looks like, sort of like, what was that? Did you just stub your toe?
I just kicked bed frame. But here's the thing.
It looks a little bit like the old, what was that Suzuki crossover that they
did? The Vitara.
It's a little bit.
It's a little nicer. And it's got some. Well, here's why it cost that. So this guy named Gerard Jeturbe, who's like their big engineer, he basically went to India and said, well, the safety standards are lower, the labor is cheaper, and the suppliers are here, so we're going to do everything here, develop, build, everything, top to bottom, in India, for India, and second and third world markets.
Is that Phoebe?
We were totally on the same wavelength. We were on the same wavelength. It's just that you're quicker.
I'm quicker, except did anyone notice I was using my beer as a microphone? Not the microphone. So it's entirely possible that no one heard that amazing joke.
I also was told never to say second or third world. It's just developing markets.
Yeah, we could say third world. So we're in a safe space.
Yeah. So I flew to Chennai on Emirates. Let me tell you, we all know Emirates is the
baller as fuck.
Yeah, it's the fucking epic. Although, you know something?
They fly you business class?
Emirates, yeah. But Emirates on the 777 business class, the Boeing.
Oh,
it's
no bueno?
Not that nice. But
you need to be on a 380.
Airbus 380 business 380, class.
That's what I flew
that's
on. It's
that's
jam.
The one. Yeah,
that's the
one. Another universe. And then I ran into Thaddeus.
Oh, yeah, I saw. I saw a picture of you and Thad. I was like, what the fuck?
He was just standing there. And I mean, I can say whatever I want on Smoking Tire. So back in 2004, I had my first experience on Virgin First Class, and that was when I learned that you can actually, because of the way the seats are laid out, if you have a laptop, you can jerk off in first class. It's no problem.
Wait. What's so, if you have a laptop?
For blocking.
Because it's like because if you're in a little cocoon.
Except I dropped my Rockers of Freddy DVDs down between the seat and then thing.
With a DVD.
But here's the thing: today, first class, Emirates first class, you can't do that. Like the layout.
Unless you have to get the room.
You have to get the room.
Yeah, the room, which is like 25 G's.
A bit of work. Anyway. And
how
also,
disappointing.
I feel awkward on the plane. My mother was a flight attendant, so the whole thing's just very uncomfortable. Anyway, back to India. So
you're driving this cheap car across India. That's the point, right?
Chennai is like the Detroit. It's like the Detroit in its heyday of India. It's where a lot of factories
are. They're like Motor City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stayed in this beautiful hotel, the ITC Chola, which I highly recommend.
ITC Cholo.
Chola.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And I knew where your head was at.
There's this terror attack in Mumbai a couple of years ago. So now all the nice hotels have mega security roadblocks, like the concrete barricades.
Yeah.
Serious security. So hung out there. And so we were given a quiz. So I had Ed Niedermeyer. Was it, you know, Niedermeyer?
Oh, really?
Yeah. They sent him because he's a troll and we're friendly. And we disagree on
everything. Who is he actually writing for these days?
Daily Beast.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He's moved on quite well.
So he's also an expert in production and like real like quant stuff, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So we went there. And so we went to the headquarters, met the designer of the car, and then we got this car on the Tuesday morning at like 6. So it was $1, and we're in that. A second quid with a PR guy and a local driver, a Sentinel, who's a fantastic human being, and a Renault Logi, which is like...
What's a Logi?
It's like the next size up crossover for the video crew and two more drivers.
Okay.
So we had to...
So did you fundamentally have... Did you follow the PR guy so they did the navigating and you just kind of...
It was back and forth.
Okay.
I mean, the truth is, even if you have Google Maps and you have bandwidth to get directions, India is a real tough place, and I will never, ever complain about road conditions or traffic.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be a nightmare, right?
Ever again for the rest of my life. We came out of that hotel. The plan was to go, I wanted to go straight to Mumbai nonstop, about 900 miles. And they said that no one, not Naren Kartikeyan on Coke, all right, could do that drive in like a Humvee. It was not possible. It was impossible. They would say, I would say it is possible, but. It's very dangerous. I mean, the fatigue, the stress.
It's dangerous because the speed of travel is slow, and you're really talking about like a 5-day thing.
It's like every part of the road is like rush hour of the 405.
Really?
Yeah. Except that
it's also like off-roading. Right?
I mean, so we pulled out of the hotel. I hit a motorcycle in the first 5 minutes.
You hit a motorcycle? Although, a parked motorcycle? Or was there a person on it?
No, a guy. But
was there a family of eight on it?
No, it was a guy. Here's the thing. He hit me. It's unclear.
Unclear.
According to all the witnesses who saw my white linen suit, I was innocent. According to the motorcyclist that I hit, when he saw my face, it was his fault. So he was fine.
So it's inverse Dubai.
Yeah. It was fine. We spoke. He left. There's no damage. He scruffed our mirror. So you have lane lines, but they don't matter.
Yeah.
If you could see them, they don't matter.
Yeah.
So you're on a road, and if there are three lanes officially, there'll be five cars abreast.
Exactly.
And if cars in the opposite direction decide that they don't like the traffic on their side, they will move into oncoming traffic and are undeterred by a wall of vehicles facing them. They will drive right into the wall of vehicles. And that includes...
The worst time to be driving is in a country where people have nothing to live for.
And you have bulldozers, backhoes, but we're on the highway. We're on a highway, a divided highway. And on the other side of the highway, there are three busloads full of people going backwards at the same speed I'm going forwards on my side of the highway because they didn't like the traffic they saw. And then, of course, the cows, the horses, the wild dogs. Now, let me say that all that, it makes Gumball on its craziest day look like nothing. And if you want to do Gumball, everybody who's listening to this, if you are, you're emailing Matt and me, oh, I want to do the Gumball someday, fuck that shit. You fly to India. You rent a Renault Kwid, which is absolutely one of the finest cars ever designed. And you drive that thing for less than the price of a Huracan wheel. You can have a car, and you can cross a country, and you'll have an amazing time.
And you could buy that car and then just give it to somebody at the end of the trip, and that would be
a tax deduction.
Yeah,
the whole trip pays for itself. Yeah. It's amazing. So the car. So it's a four seater. It has a trunk. Has five forward gears and one reverse.
Okay.
Four tires. And the upgrade, we had the upgrade climber edition. 1 liter. I think it's like 80.
What was a climber edition?
It's like the, well, it's got orange like striping and reflectors in the front and back. And it's got 1 liter. And like.
Instead of the 800. So it's got 200 liter, extra CCs. Yeah. You want that.
Yeah, you want that.
Is it a stroker?
No.
What does it not have?
It has air conditioning. It doesn't have.
It has air conditioning. Yeah. That's good.
It has electric windows.
I mean, you have to have air conditioning.
It does not have airbags.
Okay.
And
was it reasonably comfortable?
Yes.
Huh.
And it has very skinny tires. I mean, it would top out and probably do, it would do 98 miles an hour max speed.
It's not bad.
And
my Ford Raptor did 98 miles an hour max speed.
And
fucking thing was 60 grand.
It would lean, but it had Indian handling, which means that it was matched to the camber. of the highway. And the best thing about it, but it has, oh, it's slightly lifted. So it has clearance, which you need.
And decent travel?
Yeah. We never bottomed out, which is
incredible. Hashtag stock mobbing.
Yeah. This thing, the Renault Kwid, I mean, is awesome. And so we drove like I've never driven. And
you've never driven, meaning at speed? So
I'm at 9 or 10 tenths the whole way trying to keep up with the other guys. Who are at 10 tenths, which is normal. And they all said the same thing. They said, if you don't drive like that, you'll just get blocked in. And a couple of times, I kind of fell behind, and I just got immediately surrounded. Because there's motorcycles, I mean, mopeds. There are, on the highway at night, there'll be jaywalkers. large groups of jaywalkers.
Don't stop, right? They work around you, or you stop
for them? If you stop for them, the traffic will pile up. It was a monsoon snapped at one point. And then, so hundreds of mopeds and the riders will stop under the overpasses and stand and hide. So you're coming up on an overpass, and there's just a wall of guys standing.
What the fuck?
Like, it's...
I mean, that seems like a fucking a proper adventure, though.
It was an amazing adventure. We got, at one point...
It's all about it's all about that third world driving, man. Driving in Thailand, nothing like that, but driving, not that kind of crazy, but... Pretty fucking crazy, when you're on a scooter because you're real exposed.
Yeah,
you know.
I was amazed that people no one's wearing helmets. There's five or six people on a scooter.
Of course not.
The thing is, as we went further west and northwest and approached Mumbai, the road got better. And eventually, we got to like the superhighway, which was actually nicer, way better than a lot of American interstates I've seen.
Dude, I was shocked in Thailand. The tarmac quality in general was vastly superior to what I see in most places in America.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Nice and smooth and clean.
And we got towards Mumbai. And Mumbai is like, I mean, it's like New York City. It was beautiful.
You know,
it was amazing. Traffic, but it's not that dissimilar to what we were accustomed to, except it's just busier.
Did you take the toll roads, though? Because the Mumbai Pune Highway, or Pune, or whatever.
What's the deal?
No, it's like a few years ago. I remember I wrote about this for Wired like a million years ago. It had just come out, and they did this like state-of-the-art highway. There's that one company from Spain that does all those toll roads all over the world, and they do these, you know, these like as state-of-the-art as a highway could possibly get.
It was beautiful.
And so you took that. Yeah. There. You didn't take the because the non-toll road is free.
We took the highways most of the way where you could. But what they call a highway is very different parts of the country. So from Chennai to Hubballi is very rough road and very poverty-stricken areas. And then you get further northwest, approach Mumbai, but comes much more like what you we're used to.
Right.
Because that's like Silicon Valley. It's like going from Wall Street to Silicon Valley, that highway.
Yes, starting out in Newark, New Jersey. what was interesting, though, is even in the most poverty-stricken areas, though, the people, especially the women, were always dressed. And the homes were like brightly painted and kept as clean as could be.
Yeah.
And it like you having grown up in New York and seeing Newark and Jersey City at the blight and South Bronx.
Oh, dude,
blight,
fucking South Africa, bro. Yeah. The townships outside of where it's like straight corrugated steel, like you see in commercials asking for donations, like fucked up.
Like what was it called? What's the movie, the aliens in South Africa?
Oh, District 9. Yeah. No, I went right through that stuff. It was shady.
So, you know, but we stopped to eat a bunch of times, and the food was amazing. Everyone was really nice and cool. It was an awesome trip, and I would absolutely go back.
Would you go back, like, recreationally?
Yes. I would go back and get a Renault Kwid and take a slow road. Because, let me tell you, I felt pretty unsafe at times, just trying to keep up with these other guys.
And what constitutes the slow road? Just like
just not driving 98 miles an hour through crowds of people and mopeds and cows, because there are cows everywhere and there's like wild dogs, occasionally the carcass of a beast, you know, just hanging out. You come up to your car and it's you want to enjoy it. The other thing that was at one point we lost our team and had to navigate ourselves, which brought us through a really rough zone. I took a 360 video of it, where we came across a developing riot, which I showed you, Spinelli.
Yeah. Oh, fucking way.
And that was interesting. And I was pretty sure we're the first Westerners to have driven through that area, which is odd. But, you know, actually, the coolest thing about the whole trip is I went to the Renault dealership, and I know it was all set up for press, but I was told, but this is fairly common, when people buy their first car, there's a ceremony. It's like a wedding ceremony.
That's cool.
So, 30 guys at the dealership in suits. The wife, the cousin, the daughter, they all this bouquet of flowers. They have a priest. He blesses the vehicle. He burns incense. He puts it around. All four wheels get blessed. The keys are in a wreath on the front of the car. They bless the interior. They put lemons underneath the tires. They roll over them for good luck, for reliability, which worked for us.
They roll over.
That's kind of ironic. Yeah. Well, actually, it's not ironic. They roll over the lemons.
They put a glass under the wheels. You drive over it.
It was really, it was really beautiful, and like it was. I was
it's
really
probably very important for a lot of these people to get their first car. That's like a big fucking deal.
A big step up for the mopeds, and they take great pride. And also, I said, well, how the hell, if you buy one of these cars, you get it fixed? I mean, it's a real hike to get to a dealer. He's like, well, we do. The guy actually said, we do what Tesla does. We send a vehicle to small towns, and he stays in the town for 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
We schedule it in advance.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's what they do for for Ford GTs.
That's right.
There's no one left that can fix fucking Ford GTs, and a lot of dealers won't even touch them. So I think there's these guys. I think they're called the Ford GT guys. Carl Brower. Remember, Carl Brower?
Yeah, sure.
He's not one of the Ford GT guys, but I share on press launches, I share cars with him, and he owns a Ford GT.
Yeah.
And apparently in the forums, there's these two guys, and they spend half the year going from town to town to town, and they find some local guy with a Lyft, and everyone in that city with a Ford GT, they service all their cars, and then they move on to the next, and it's like, that's, I guess, what they fucking do.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that's actually how they fix the carbon fiber tubs on Aventadors, right? Hello? Santa Agata?
Speaking of which, send
the guy.
Speaking of Aventadors, I went yesterday. What day is today? Tuesday?
I think so.
Yeah, Tuesday.
I went yesterday or Sunday. It's a Alan Wilzig's racetrack.
Oh, really? Yeah, how was it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It was just really weird. 36 hours after I was in India, I go to
see the exact opposite of India.
And prior to India, I was at Koenigsegg. And so, and I think...
You really bookended India with some fucking opposite shit.
You know, oh, you know, it was funny because you go and then you have these people, these beautiful cars on this beautiful racetrack cruising around behind a safety car. I'm like, and I just wanted to grab everyone there by the neck and be like, listen, we should get on Wilson's private plane and fly to India. Let me show you some real lap banger.
You know what, though? I mean, honestly, it sounds appealing.
It is very appealing.
I like the idea of going to India, buying one of these fucking cars, drive it whatever distance for whatever time, and then just give it to somebody. Yeah. Roll over a few lemons, get a wreath, and make somebody's day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Why not?
The hell?
What's interesting, you know, since the speed limit on most highways, I think, is 80 kilometers an hour, or 100 max, but it was very rare. I mean, we were maxed at 155 kilometers an hour at one point, but I said to the guys, who owns an expensive car in this country? I haven't seen a nice car. He's like, well, in parts of Chennai, Mumbai, you will see some big cars, some serious cars. So I emailed Koenigsegg. I said, have you ever sold a car to India? No. He's like, we brought a car there once. We drove the streets of Mumbai. The quality of the road was very poor. We thought it was best not to test it. So we're driving a lot.
You probably see a Land Cruiser once in a while or a Range Rover.
Nothing that I saw. I tell you what I did say. I saw one Mercedes, like ML, like 300 diesel.
Yeah.
And then I saw a baller came by in an A6.
Baller!
TDI. And there was TDI.
Did it have that little sticker behind the front wheel that said 22 inches on it?
Everyone's got big fat donut tires. That's what you want.
It's a good idea. Probably Steelies. Yeah, popular. Yeah. Steelies. Yeah.
So that was.
Dude, that sounds like that sounds like a riot. Yeah. Was that a Renault press event of some type?
Yeah, well, just for me and Needham.
Wow. Cool.
Hey, so what equivalent year of an American car, safety wise, do you think that thing was?
1975.
No, it's got to be like an 87 Tercel or something.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense.
I mean, you know, I asked him, so what about the safety? And he's like, well, you know, our safety requirements are NCAP. We don't have to meet the U.S. ones, and we don't have airbags. He's like, but 90% of buyers are coming off of mopeds.
Yeah.
So for them, anything is a step up.
That makes total sense.
And then Niedermeyer says to me, you drive a 1987 911 Targa, which is like a casket with a gearbox.
Forget that. You have a Morgan three-wheeler. Yeah, you have a car made of wood, bro.
You know, I mean,
that's literally a casket.
I drove that three-wheeler, two Wilsigs, in 100 miles each way, and I felt like that Renault Kwid could have saved me.
The Renault Kwid is a phantom compared to your Morgan III. Speaking of phantoms, did you see Chris Harris bought a phantom?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Harris bought an 04 with 75,000 miles.
Is that a reliable car?
I mean, ish. I think.
How much did that cost?
Rob Ferretti says that the Phantoms in the Gotham fleet were the most reliable cars they ever had.
How much is a 04 Phantom?
I know the best 04 Phantom in the world is about 115 grand.
How much was it new?
$410,000.
Okay. So and the Phantom is still in production.
Oh yeah, dude! You get an 04 Phantom with like medium low miles, like, and we're talking 20,000 to 30,000 miles, 110 grand.
I want one for 50.
Wait, the crazy thing
that's probably what Chris bought with 75,000 miles on it. Is what it was. I mean, I bet you I bet some parts are going to be an issue, and you know you got to go to a Rolls dealer probably for some service. But like, they're not horribly unreliable. I mean, the engine is the same as the 760, roughly.
There's a mark of quality.
That's the 6.75, though, right?
No. It's not a 6 3/4.
It's
that's
not?
Bentley. No,
oh,
that's Bentley.
What am I talking about?
No,
yeah.
The Rolls is a BMW V12. No turbos.
Are you? Wait a minute.
BMW V12.
But I thought it was that older.
No, it's all BMW.
Really?
Yeah, it's a BMW motor. Yeah, BMW motor, BMW gearbox.
How is he going to drive that thing around Bristol? I mean,
fucked if I know. I don't know what he's thinking.
Bristol?
He lives in Wales. Yeah. But
but like, I mean, like,
I've been by his house. That might as well be a fucking Hummer.
Oh, forget about it. In Wales, I mean, like that's one road between the pub and his house. That car is three times the size of that.
Well, I think his commute consists of Wales to Dunsfold or the airport, which is just motorway most of the way. God bless. The balls on him to buy that fucking thing. I respect it. I do.
Yep.
I bought I got my Mercedes SL running right now, and I'm feeling it. Honestly, it's the greatest car I possibly have ever bought.
You have the really nice, when the plastic, like rocker switches, still felt like substantial.
They do. Yeah, they feel good. Switches. Although, you know, Clarion, I talked about it on last week's show, Clarion hooked me up with a system that is a pure, it's a new brand new technology, but a period look system. Yeah. And I haven't had a system in a car, so I'm really excited about it. It's got a flip out. And it's got, and I've just been playing with it. It's got XM enabled GPS, and you know all this kind of shit. And I encourage Hannah. I really want Hannah to drive my cars. Like it's like part of like us being, you know, a thing. Like we're, you know, we're. It's not like my shit and your shit. Like everything is our shit now. And so I tried to get her to drive stick, and she's not a terrible stick driver, but she's not comfortable driving stick by herself yet. So she really won't, like, take the Focus to work or whatever. Like, she won't go out by herself in the stick cars. But I'm encouraging her to take the Mercedes to work, like, while I'm out of town and stuff. And I was trying to show her how to work the system this morning because she was just like, how do I put the fucking radio on? She doesn't, to her, it's like fucking Japanese. So, you know, she starts the car, and the screen flips out. The problem with the flip out is, when it's out, it you don't need it out. It blocks the climate controls, right? So it's out, and and she didn't know, and so there's a little thing on the top that says like tilt close. It's just like right on the top.
She pulls it.
She pulled it. Oh. She didn't break it, but she had a hand and moved it about half. And I went no. She's like, what? What? I was like, it's power. Don't I was. She was. A quarter of a second from snapping that flip out right the fuck off on day one. And she's like, I don't want to drive your cars anymore. And I'm like, no, it's okay. Here's the button. It closes like this. Just have fun at work, baby.
Have you seen those? Porsche came out with a period look new GPS enabled thing.
Yeah. Did you get one?
No, but I know a couple of good people who asked me about it. And I'm like, well, it's really cool how it looks, but that's a really small screen.
Yeah.
And like, who needs that?
You know, all you want is a Bluetooth receiver for your phone. Right. That is it.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Like, even, like, I'm stoked this flip out has all this shit. Honestly, it's going to stay closed because I Bluetooth all my shit in.
Why do the Alpine head unit graphics have to look like such crap?
I don't know.
It doesn't, even if it costs $1,000, it looks like it's $20.
Yeah.
It always looks just crap.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
It's because it's a vintage look.
The Alpha
it's like, why does a Singer, which is $500,000, look like it's from 1967?
But, you know, you drive an Alfa Romeo 4C, and you're looking at the deck, and you're going,
oh, God.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing
really,
about that.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's not
so bad.
Did I buy that at Sound Illusions?
Yeah. I think we talked about that on the show we recorded yesterday, about the we had the 4C. And,
oh, yeah.
It's not stable at speed.
It's a little tricky.
But the Stelvio was shockingly good, the crossover.
I like the Stelvio, too.
I liked the Stelvio as well. I think for those who listened last week, I don't want to repeat, because Spinelli was with us in Italy. We discussed it. We recorded a show yesterday.
Gotcha, okay.
But I think a lot of people are going to make a Macan comparison, and that is wrong. It's more like a CX-5 that just goes a little quicker.
Oh, that's a good one,
and if you think about it that way, it makes way more sense.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
A Mazda CX-5?
Yeah, because a Mazda CX-5 has like really good dynamics,
and
is of a medium-high quality at an affordable price. Mm-hmm. It's cheap. It's like $25,000, but it's slow. If you took a Mazda CX-5 and put a turbo on it, that's basically a Stelvio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, though, the Stelvio does, you probably talked about this yesterday, needs a different engine.
What about the...
I mean, that 2 liter...
We also learned yesterday, during the show, that apparently the... Now, because we didn't get a window sticker on the car. So, and I didn't know anything about it, to be perfectly honest. So, my review is what I think about this car based on the numbers that JF told me. And the numbers that JF told me were fucking wrong.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, damn, this thing feels fast for 197 horsepower. That's because it has 280.
197. No, it's...
So there's that.
Yeah.
But no, we did like the Stelvio.
Good steering.
Steering. Chintzy? Yeah. I mean, is it nice?
No, it's appropriate for the price. Mm-hmm. It's not as nice as a Macan, but it's not nearly as expensive as a Macan.
Starts in the 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's and all right. The nav sucks, but who
yeah.
uses
everyone's nav sucks.
Everyone's nav sucks. Except Audis. Audis is very good, which is what I'm going to be driving. Should we talk about the thing we're doing now?
Yeah, what the hell?
We're doing we're doing GT cars.
Yeah.
We're going to Death Valley the last week in June, which is a really fucking genius idea.
It's 175 degrees outside right now.
Fucking hot. Well, we're
it's
like
really close.
If
to
we
that.
Were 4 days earlier, did you see how hot it was in Death Valley on Saturday? Yeah. It was 131. 131 fucking degrees, bro. 131. It was brutal. So it's supposed to be 114 in Death Valley tomorrow.
Last year,
it's nothing.
Adventure drives. And I had my old Targa air-cooled, and it was JF with the top down. Because it was cooler with the top down than with the top up. And we're cruising, and everyone else had brand-new cars, like AMGs and 911s and shit. And all those cars, they were overheating. They had to stop. They're
really?
Running the AC. They're running everything max. And they're driving like motherfuckers. And we were cruising along.
And they were actually overheating the cars.
Yeah. And we're cruising along in our little old Targa, no problem.
Air-cooled, Bull Run baby. 2011... I think, or maybe 12. Whatever the last year I did Bull Run, whatever. The year I had the Shelby, a brand new Shelby press car, we pulled into Phoenix or Scottsdale or whatever the fuck it was. 119 indicated outside, and the air conditioner fucking seized. It was like in 9. It was no more, and it was done, and we were cooking pretty bad. But today was I saw 110. I drove the LC500, which... right now is one of my favorite cars in the market right now.
No.
Who's driving it tomorrow?
That's me. Are you so driving it tomorrow? Yeah, no, it's
not one of your favorite cars.
Wait a minute.
Have you driven it?
No.
All right, so
500 is dope.
Counterpoint. You first ball
down
on the left.
Dope. Why do you not like it?
I don't understand. The interior doesn't feel premium to me.
Did you get in it today?
Yeah, we got a ride in it here today.
Really?
Also, the exterior is too busy. Like, I feel like you're just
It is a little busy.
Overthinking it. Like, it just it looks dated out of the gate.
Bro, when I tell you, I had that car for the last 24 hours because they dropped it off with me and I brought it out here to Las Vegas. Tell you, I got stopped in the middle of the fucking street.
Yeah.
I got stopped by dozens of people in the last 24 hours asking about that car, taking pictures of it.
Really?
People went apeshit over this car.
Really?
Yeah. I agree with you. The interior is not as premium as it could be. On the other hand, the Aston Martin DB11 that you will be driving on this adventure looks like fucking Liberace's bar top on the inside.
That's funny, because he said it looked like a Navajo
blanket.
Navajo
blanket.
There's a lot going on in that car.
I mean, it's blue, right? So it's cream on blue with orange stitching. Right?
Cream.
So,
that sounds like Liberace's bar top, doesn't it? There's a lot going on in that thing.
You know what I drove that I loved? I loved the Lexus GS. Like
Gia.
The GSF?
The GSF.
GSF is
that
great.
That was a cool car.
Same motor, same powertrain, basically.
I like that.
I understand. That's a little more understated.
Yeah.
I like the concept car looks of... I agree. I think it's a little busy. And they both have that blacked out C-pillar thing that I'm not a super fan of.
I don't
of.
Like that on the Aston either. Like,
no,
like
that I don't get it.
Floating roof thing is
sucks. I don't think it works.
No.
But, you know, I did 5 hours in that Lexus today, and it was spectacular.
And wait a minute. Where did you go? You drove that in Hawaii, right?
I went to the press launch in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
which sounds super fucking glamorous, but it's really far from everything, and Hawaii is a shit place to drive cars. The traffic is horrible. Like, it's just a terrible place
and
to
actually drive. And the Big Island. Yeah, the Big Island, there are, like, two good roads.
Yeah, I had to, like, sit on the side of the road and time it super perfect to get, like, enough clear road to do a review. Like, I'm not complaining about the fact that I got to drive the car, and I got to edit the video on the way back and beat everybody to the upload, and I smoked everyone in the fucking views. So thanks for Lexus for including me on that. And I love the car. And people's complaints about it, like the weight and all that shit, I'm like, fuck that. It's dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's four thousand pounds.
Yeah, but
it's four thousand pounds.
It's 4,000 pounds, but that NAV8 sounds great. It makes really strong power.
I mean, a high revving. I mean, this is so weird that we're talking about this now. That it's so hard to find a high revving V8.
Not a lot left.
I mean, that, you know, where, I mean, what's the torque curve? It starts at, you know, 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's up there, 3,400 is, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, to get here to Pahrump, you exit the high, you know, I had the radar cruise on it, I didn't love. It was a little conservative with its falling distance, but like, I exited, you know, at Baker to get here to Pahrump, and you get about 80, 90 miles of just desert, nothing roads. When I tell you, I mean, allegedly, I sustained 120 to 140, you know, for the entire time, basically. Extraordinarily comfortable and fast and easy, and it was great.
It's funny because it's only 417 horsepower.
470.
470.
It's 470.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because my M5 is 20 years old.
Because the Lexus, the RCF was 463. Mm-hmm. This is 470.
But the torque is under 400.
Yeah, though. Yeah, yeah. It is. So torque's like 389 exactly. or something.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like...
That's what you get with that anymore.
Well, it's funny. So it's so much like an E92 BMW M3.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But more power.
More.
It's like, or like you could look at it as a much more luxurious, better built Corvette. Is another way to look at it. It's sort of like that.
But I mean,
with a small trunk.
Yeah.
I'm about it, man. So I'm driving a TTRS, which doesn't fit at all in this, but it's... Sometimes with TV, they have to throw things in. I think the fact that it's like way cheaper was part of the deal.
Weren't we supposed to have a Mercedes like something?
We might have supposed to have an. Like we might have. Maybe. I don't know. All I know is I was told that I was driving a TTRS, and I'm actually kind of excited about TTRS. Like, it's fast.
Yeah,
like, it's not
quick.
A slow car. And I think it's a stick. Did you see?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's not.
It has that groovy new cluster with the built-in Google Maps.
Right. Yeah. The digital gauge cluster where you can make the whole thing a map.
Which that's cool. I like that a lot.
Smokes all the Mercedes stuff would look like junk because that Audi stuff.
I really like the new Audi gauges a lot. Mm-hmm. Although the interior of the S class, the new S class coupe, is delightful. Yeah. Best seats ever.
Yeah.
So S5, you haven't driven the RS5 yet.
No, the new RS5 is not out yet.
The magazines have driven it in Europe. So
yeah,
far.
someone has done it.
Shmi.
Yeah.
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 That's.
My dad just drove it. Now I will too.
But what do you think of the S, the new S5? Have you driven
I drove the A5. I have not driven the new S5. I mean, I liked the interior of the A5. And actually, I was kind of impressed with the little four-cylinder they got in there. Mm. It was, like, light on its feet and it made good power. It doesn't sound very good, but none of those 2 liters do. But
yeah.
I just want just to remind you, 1 liter.
For the quid. For the quid.
All you need, you motherfucker.
Wait a minute. What?
That's all they need in India. I need some power.
Are there can you get those tires in America?
Not. They're probably not legal.
You can. You have to get them from a bike shop, though.
let's go back to this.
Are those 13 inches? Like, what is that?
I don't know. But I'm curious about the Audi RS5, because, is that an 8? A VA is not a VA.
No.
Is
it? No, it's a 6 now. So, you know, the crazy thing about it is the first one was great looking when it came out.
The RS5?
The
A5.
Oh, yeah. I had an 09 S5, remember?
Yeah. Totally.
It was very pretty and not nearly as fast as it should have been.
Right.
It sounded good, and it was slow.
Now it's less pretty, but really quick. It's
the
really quick.
The RS5 I reviewed in, like, 2011 was real fast if you wrung the shit out of it, but at normal speeds, it really lacked some torque. But the new one's going to have a turbo motor.
Yeah, new one's got a turbo motor.
Still more expensive than M cars, the equivalent M's?
Actually, no, they're less, I think.
No, I think they're a little less. Yeah. I think the RS5 was like 72 grand, which would have gotten you a medium spec M3, because M3's got, those E92's got up to 85.
Big money.
And I just drove the F80 M3, which was 83 grand without even a ton of options in it.
Yeah, that's...
It was fucking nice, though. I was a fan.
Those are good.
You can't get me into a new BMW with the interiors. Like,
no, I like...
The one I had with the cloth interior was pretty dope.
What cars are you driving, Alex?
I was in the 760 IL M Performance.
Like, is that, that's not even a car.
Yeah,
that's
it's like the V12 is a limited edition. And
is it any good?
It's beautiful looking, and but like the tech just doesn't feel. All the features are in there, but they're all weird. They don't always work. It's a little funny.
I mean, I always find
like there's a little too much going on.
Well, actually, I don't. I'm not digging like the new Mercedes S-Class like infotainment or interiors either. You know, it's just tacky.
Well, there's a lot of shit going on in these cars. Yeah.
Too much.
Too many things.
Well, the Audi's got definitely in terms of the most high tech stuff. Audi definitely that
the cleanest
that
implementation.
Dash is great,
but when it comes ergonomics are better.
When it comes to BMWs, though, I always like the least that BMW's doing. Like the
basic
the
one?
The base 3 Series, like with the real gauges and like the just the regular.
I'm a fan of real gauges if they're offered. I was the DB11 that you're going to be driving. I don't know if you tried it out yet.
As the Mercedes gauges?
I was a little disappointed. It's a full digital cluster.
I hate that.
And one of the things I liked about Aston's was those like kind of watch-like gauges.
Yeah. And they're gone?
They're gone.
Yeah.
Well, it's disappointing.
All that Mercedes electrical gear is in there.
Like the Mercedes, the E-Class, the S-Class, they have like that. That it's like an iPad on sideways, but it's actually they put two next to each other, but it's a lie. It's just two separate screens that are with one bezel.
Yeah.
And then the gauges don't even pretend to have depth. It looks like a TV with gauges.
Yes,
and
it
I don't
does.
Like that at all.
It's definitely a good
cost-cutting Lexus has a combination of a physical gauge. Or
the Lexus
physical,
has that real gauge that slides over.
Yeah.
It's boss.
And within it, has really beautiful graphics.
They have like something about like it's almost like they're using OLEDs or something. They have really like vivid colors in the Lexus gauges that I'm a big fan of.
Doesn't your Lexus 400 has
the first ever LED strips in the needles?
How does that look?
They look fucking mint, bro.
Yeah, that's what
962K on the car. It looks mint.
You know what would be a perfect car to go across India in?
The Lexus?
The LS400.
I'd have to lift it on some shocks and some springs and we could do. I mean, that could be a thing, like the Lexus World Tour. But
it would be
so expensive to do that.
I think you can get that sponsored.
I think we get it sponsored. And we could set
Lexus is already.
Why don't we set the global circumnavigation record in that car?
We could take
Lexus
the Jag. We'll take the Jag
told
and the Lexus.
Pretty much that they don't give a fuck. Like that's the problem.
What? Have they really?
Yeah, because I wanted them to be impressed with the thing, and they were like, you know, that's what the car was meant for. Like we're not really that impressed. You know, so car makers have attitudes about certain things. Like my favorite of all time of all car maker attitudes is when I drove the Aventador SV. And, you know, I was like, you know, I don't really fit so good in here. And the Lamborghini guy was like, this is not the car's fault. And I was like,
I love the Italians.
You know, you got a point. You know, kind of. You're a dick, but you got a point.
You got a point.
You know, and then the Italians, they don't give a fuck.
You know what? That's Italy's tagline.
100%.
It's like, you're kind of a dick, but you do have a point.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're like, it's like your shop should probably be open during business hours. And he goes, yes, but fuck you.
Yeah.
We don't need a functioning economy. I need a siesta.
No, we don't.
But, and then, you know, the Lexus thing, I really tried to get Lexus. To be fair, they hooked me up with some parts. They gave me about $1,500 worth of parts, which I'm thankful for. They gave me some shocks and some brakes, and it was very nice of them. And a couple Lexus engineers in their own free time did some work on the car, and I like genuinely appreciate anything because this car is a goddamn money pit. But but when it comes to getting to 1,000,000 miles and making that a milestone, no, they don't give a fuck.
Wait, where are you with that now?
962.
God, so that's
takes a long time, bro. This
freaking
time, no
can
joke.
You please lend me the car for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Where is it? Is it in LA?
My friend Tyson Kluss has it right now. I've reviewed two of his cars on One Takes. He has an MG Midget or had, and then he has an E36, the last stock E36 M3 on the planet. And I reviewed both of them, and he has like a 100-mile daily commute. And he also has a Lyft in his house. So not only he's keeping an eye on her, and he's running commute, and the car's not in my sight. That's what's the most important thing. It's not in my sight.
Well,
I don't got time.
I really would like
bullshit.
To use that.
Take it, please. By all means, fucking take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours. Wherever you want to go, anything you want to do.
I'm happy to.
When are you getting
to
that car back? From
what are you looking at me for?
I can call it in anytime you want. Yeah.
What are you looking at me for? What do you want to do?
I want to do the round trip cannonball.
I mean, dude, LA, I'd love. I'd, yeah. Oh,
the round trip cannonball.
Yeah. Take it, please. You do it. I'll stay home. Thank
Seriously,
you.
The round trip cannonball.
Is that a thing?
It will be.
All right. Can I follow you with the in an RV with a chef? Well,
that's the other thing. Is the RV cannonball right there? We'll do that.
Ooh. Well, so
does it have to be a fast RV?
No. But the guys who went across in 79, what was their time? 55 hours?
Yeah, 57 hours or something.
By the way, I suggest we, on the way here, we pass an RV park. I saw the prices. Yeah. They start at 35, go to 100. So
what, 1,000 or
1,000?
Yeah, 1,000.
1,000. Yeah. 35,000 to 100,000.
Are you saying 1, that's 000? High or low?
I don't know, but I don't
but you roll
do
up
know that. I'd like to know.
My
what
friend just bought a used RV from like 1999 for like $8,000.
That's the great thing right about RVs.
It was powered by a Cummins.
Depreciation, yeah, depreciation is ridiculous.
Have you seen the one that is like $1 million? It has like a car built into it in a boat, and you park it, and the boat sides on one side of the car has a car.
What if you don't park it next to the water?
Have you seen one that's amphibious? The amphibious
RV. Oh, yeah. It turns into like a houseboat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
Perfect for
so it's a bad bus. It's a bad boat and a bad house.
I've seen the one Will Smith uses for his movies. That's a semi truck.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Sure it does.
No, it's a semi.
What's the difference?
It's not an RV. It's got
not
a trailer. RV's not
seems
a trailer.
Seems pretty goddamn
RV's
recreational.
RV's a single vehicle.
It's a vehicle.
RV's a single vehicle.
That, it is?
Yeah. A Why? Semi is a thing that pulls a trailer.
All right.
I mean, listen, I didn't make any
so,
of this stuff.
Okay,
up.
Is an RV can't be a fifth wheel then either, right? It has to be. It has to have its own
self-powered.
Self-powered. Okay. Self-powered. All right. I mean, yeah. Fuck it. I would do the round trip RV cannonball.
You know
that one I would do. I'm not doing it in the goddamn Lexus, but if you get an RV and we go cat, you could, let's get a press RV and do that shit.
I would love to do
some
that.
Fucking Prevost.
That's a really good idea. Yeah. Actually, yes. The real. You know what? Screw these shitty. You know the van based RVs.
No.
You got to get the bus based one.
Yeah. Prevost Marathon. You know the
like,
shit.
Like
no.
What
shit
could go wrong?
Detroit diesel powered.
You know what? When self driving cars arrive and RVs become self driving, people are just going to live them around all year round. Why?
They're just
self-driving RV.
Yeah, why would
just,
you?
Know? Where do you
why
go? It just drives you around all the
it
time.
Out. It's like it just keep going and then park where you can until the rules are not.
What is the current state of self-driving cars?
The same thing as 2 months.
So,
I have
so
no
fucking
news
nowhere, really.
So 20
I
years away.
We could talk about it, but I it's not that.
Well, the latest news is like it's actually on a corporate level, right? It's like that
Google's Waymo division made a deal with Avis.
Mm-hmm.
So now, which means Avis will stay in business. And
but was Avis about to not be in business anymore?
Well, Avis and Hertz are both like been losing hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Because it could be because Hertz fucking overcharges the shit out of their rental cars.
But wait a minute, aren't most of Apple's test cars leased by Hertz?
Yeah, but it's like a few dozen at most.
Yeah.
But what it means is that, all right, so everyone's been trying to figure out what happens at car dealerships and car rental companies when self-driving cars arrive. Who's going to own the cars? Who's going to service them? So now we know that
Avis
and Hertz, the rental companies, that they may stop renting cars. They may rent fewer cars and become service depots. And so self-driving cars will go there, get washed and serviced, and go back out and service the customers. Because real estate,
as in like self-driving taxis, basically.
Yeah. But even rentals, you know. Rentals and taxis, as we know them, they just go away because a single vehicle will perform many different functions over the course of a day. It might be used for 10 minutes or 2 weeks.
Right.
Speaking
of which, I don't want to interject. Because I do want to talk about this because I had a very funny experience in Milan. We were at the hotel. Spinelli had left. This was our last night. We went to a great dinner downtown Milan. Our only truly great meal of the trip. Sorry, Spinelli. But we got...
No problem.
Aren't you Italian?
But we had to get.
Well, we had a night. We had kind of a nice meal, but you had just come off a plane the night before that.
I was late,
and
to
you
that
were not.
Meal.
No, yeah,
I
you were not
I
into that.
I was
one.
Not in the mood to enjoy that meal. The meal we had this night was fantastic, and Milan has Uber, fantastic. So JF and I each hail an Uber, and they come to the hotel to pick us up. Now, as we go outside, there's a woman standing outside the hotel with her luggage, and she goes, "Oh, did you guys call a taxi?" Like, no, we called an Uber. So a taxi cab, a proper, you know, metered cab, Italian Prius,
and our Uber, which is, they only have Uber Black, no Uber X over there. So our E-Class Uber and the taxi roll up at the same time. So it's, okay, here's your taxi, here's our Uber. The drivers proceed to get into a fight with each other. The taxi driver starts talking mad shit to the Uber driver, being like, "That in Italian, but I heard the word illegal. That's it's illegal. And the Uber, the taxi driver to me goes, "Ah, that's illegal." And I go, "App works, legal enough for me, you know." Fucking like shit, you know. And they don't have, you know, like in America, they have to have the Uber sticker on the car. There's no identifier. It's a dude in an E-Class, right, in a suit, no less, you know, proper black car shit. Starts talking shit. The guy, the E-Class guy, kind of rolls his eyes. Then the cab driver goes to the E-Class and starts taking pictures of his license plate, and then getting up in the driver's grill and taking pictures of the driver and the license plate. Now the fucking Uber driver's pissed and starts fucking yelling back at the dude. And they go, it's in Italian. I don't know what was said. I don't know what was said. And that's the real problem, is I wish I knew what was said. It was not translated to me because this guy basically spoke no English. But as we got, it didn't come to fights. But the guy was, like, about to get out of the car and then clearly stopped himself. Like, he went for the door handle and then put his hand back down. And I was like, and, like, he went like a, and then just drove away. And the cab driver continued yelling at him as he drove away.
Wow.
With JF, and
it's
kind of
like Austin, Texas.
No. JF, this was in the Uber I ordered. JF was still waiting inside for his. And all he said was, when we got to the restaurant, "I am sorry for the taxi thing." Like, that was all he said about the whole thing. But I was like, damn, some shit.
Wow. I had no idea. I thought the worst thing in Milan were the pickpockets. And now it turns
your
out.
Your Instagram tirade about the pickpockets
was
not good.
That was unbelievable. So we went to shoot B-roll in Il Duomo in front of the fucking beautiful church, right? This is like the one cathedral in Milan that was like survived the war. It's just fucking unbelievable. And in front, that's where every tourist goes, and there are dudes there. They have every kind of scam to get people to not pay attention to where their fucking wallet is.
Do they use hand signals like pitcher and catcher? They're flashing two, and it's like, throw the birds.
They totally do. So this one scam is that one guy comes up, he puts bird seed in your hand, and he throws it down, and like as this swarm of pigeons, like I think even the pigeons are in the mafia. Right, like the pigeons are like,
they took an oath.
Omerta.
Like, Fredo. Fredo, that's your seed. My seed is over here.
No, I'll keep him occupied. And you take his fucking wallet.
So I was watching these guys and wanting to see if they actually had a dude like come up and take the wallet. So I'm with Reed, right? So our NBC,
he's worldly.
Reed is, sort of the suit. In this,
sort of, the most American-looking dude has ever lived,
and yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Like Clark looks Kent. Like,
looks yeah. like he's on. He looks like he's on spring break from UMich.
Exactly. So we're standing there, and this guy, pulls the birdseed scam, and I go, wait, hold on a second, don't do it to us. See those guys over there with the cameras that are like JF and Tom, like, go throw the seed down there. And he's like, where? And we go, over there, those two guys. They're like, where? Like, listen, those, what the hell are you looking at? Those guys over there. And he just doesn't understand. But, like, we're taking up so much of his time that his pimp comes flying around the corner and comes up and goes, do we have a problem? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this dude is throwing down birdseed and you're his fucking pimp. I think he's the one with the problem. But, like, you guys can all get the fuck out of our face now. How about that? It was amazing. It's really amazing. Like, it's so.
Every time I've been to Italy, someone tried to pickpocket me.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single time.
Wait, you want to go get some like martial artists to go down there?
Oh yeah,
like, and do some like prank videos.
Yeah, like some little fucking unassuming guy who just beats the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
With
someone's
that,
strapped. What are their gun laws in Italy? Someone's fucking strapped.
Oh, they're
strapped.
Bad. There, you can't have them.
You can't have guns there.
I don't think so.
Fuck
no.
It. Yeah, martial. Yeah, come through the fuck.
Well, that
there.
Mastro Project. What's that dude with the videos that does all those sort of weird. throws. They're also judo-based. Mastro does those judo-based throws.
Have you
throws.
Seen the video of the fucking Asian master who does, like, the projects power, like Mortal Kombat? He claims to.
No.
He does this. Hey, he does this. He does, like, this. And guys over there will just fall down.
Alex was doing a doggy paddle motion.
Yeah. Okay, so finally, some MMA guy's like, that's full of shit. That's bullshit.
Yeah, how'd it go for them?
And so they put, I think it's called like something, the Power Master. Old man, they put him up against the MMA guy, who put him down in 15 seconds.
The MMA guy did?
Yeah, but you have to see. I'm going to find it. We have to give the link a shout out on the show. Because this is like,
the Power Master.
Guy, come on.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. You're I don't know.
It's a great scammer. He just waves his arm, and some dude, like, randomly in the crowd
like
falls
that.
Over.
Let's see. It's like no contact.
His name is David Blaine.
No contact.
Oh shit! What the, is there anything else worth?
Yeah,
fucking
well, wait. Look this up. Wait, while you're looking that up, the epilogue is. I'm still standing there, and I feel this guy brushes past me, and I figured, like, there's a lot of people around. I turn around, there's nobody around. The dude just wanted to, you know, check to see if my wallet was in my back pocket.
Fucking
it's
people,
it's
man.
Like,
are yeah, you, I try to get gypsed. It's a gypsy, right. They did the baby
with
pass.
The baby thing.
The baby,
yeah.
They pass you the baby, and then they've got the baby in, like, a sling. And they're trying to shove you the baby, meanwhile there's another hand going for your front pockets underneath.
Well, it's funny. Sure. After you mentioned that, a friend of mine was saying, like, you know, she was in, she was, like, during college, and her friend was, like, this sort of loud chick from Long Island. And, like, all the kids, like, the gypsy kids surrounded them.
Yeah.
And she just hauls back and slams one in the face, and they all just scattered.
That seems like it worked.
And I was like,
I
wow,
did
that's...
an Indian burn.
Can you? Oh, Indian burn. That was great.
Which I'm not entirely proud of doing to a woman.
Well,
but I was like 18 in Italy, my first time, and I grabbed this bitch's arm. I could feel her. I had a jacket on that had zip pockets.
Oh.
And I could feel her fumbling for my zipper underneath the baby.
Oh, that's...
And I grab her arm, and I fucking Indian burn. Yeah. She went, "Aye!" and ran away, and I just glared. I don't know. I'm not proud of it now, but back then I was pretty goddamn pleased with myself.
Dude, that's 1,000 years of learning those scams. I mean, that's there is you cannot
wait. You have it. You found the scam.
Wait,
what is it?
We loaded up. It's called the Kaya technique, the Kaya Master, and this guy, it's KIAI. And now I'm going to show you.
Kiai?
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 And it's the...
This looks like bullshit.
Well, first he will demonstrate what he can do.
What are you making, a little tripod there out of beer bottles? What is this guy... What is he, Raiden from fucking Mortal Kombat?
Right, here we go.
How many actors does this guy have working for him?
So
basically what's happening is one gentleman is fighting a field of about 25 guys.
20 feet away. Look at
and
this.
He's basically like Olaying the fuck out of these people who just fall over.
See, spin.
This isn't. It can't be real.
Watch, look at this. Look.
If you believe that I'm hitting you, you will be knocked out. Oh, boy. This is retarded.
Come
this
back
is,
here,
this
spin.
Shit.
Yeah, see, come over here.
This shit ain't
now,
fucking
you're not
real,
ready,
dude.
I'm gonna show you him to fight the MMA guy.
This is retarded. So now he's fanning some guys.
Yeah, he's healing him.
What? This is the stupidest shit in the world. So one guy is now beating the shit out of another guy from 20 feet away.
Yeah.
This is not. It's like really bad acting, too.
It's definitely it's 1970s. It's
guys,
70s kung fu movie.
Go online and look up Kaya Master.
K-I-A-I Master.
Yeah. And now you're ready to see him.
That is
fight
the
a
dumbest
real,
shit I have ever fucking seen.
This is the greatest video in the history of all YouTube.
Oh, is it the same room too?
No,
it's the same room, bro.
No, no, he's still fighting this same group again. This is retarded.
Now here he fights a real MMA
this
guy.
This shit ain't real. I mean, well, this might be real. Love to see Conor McGregor just fuck this guy up. So first, I'd like to see 5 minutes of Conor McGregor watching this video and then talking mad shit. And then,
so now
I don't like Conor McGregor at all because he flosses press cars and says they're his own.
Oh, I remember that beef.
Yeah, it's not a beef; it just is.
This is Kaya Mastariukian is about to fight a real MMA fighter. Everybody, go on to YouTube, look up KIAI Master versus MMA, and watch this because this is.
So which one? The guy in the pajamas is the KIAI Master,
black,
right?
The black is the KIAI Master.
Yeah, and then. And then is this an Americano?
Here he is. Here's the Kai Master on the right.
Yeah.
And on the left.
If that's the MMA guy, he looks a lot like me in 480p.
The MMA guys have to come out.
Dude, someone's about to get. I could tell. I know when someone's about to get fucked up. Someone's about to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Respect to Conor McGregor's watch collection, though. I do respect his watch collection. I'm really.
So we're.
This video better get interesting quickly.
There's just people standing around, but Alex...
Here he comes.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Is this the handshake? Does he air handshake as well?
Okay, here we go. Yep.
Wait, so which one is the KIAI man?
On the right,
the black guy. The guy in the black outfit.
Right.
He's not black. Okay. Yep. They back up. Oh, so he did... this is...
He needs distance for the power.
So he's about to get his ass handed to him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the fight.
Here he's channeling the power.
He's channeling the power.
And
he's trying. I could tell. He's. Oh, this isn't going to. I can just tell this isn't going to end well at all.
He's trying the power.
How come he could fuck all those other people up so quickly? Oh, my God. The guy lands one knee to the chest and this motherfucker goes down. But I thought he had the KIAI.
He's holding his nose.
Yeah,
he got
bloody
nose.
Guys,
he's got a
but he had
nose.
The KIAI. He's the KIAI master.
This podcast is brought to you by Shout Engine. In less than
five
minutes,
this guy
you can start
stinks.
Your own podcast for free
this guy
at ShoutEngine.com.
Fucking sucks. There's a watermark on this video for comegetyousome.com.
Oh my god, dude. Break
the
that
MMA
off.
Guy does basically four throat punches and two kicks to the chest, and that's the end of that.
That's the end of the KIAI Master.
God damn, where do you find this shit?
Wow.
Fucking ridiculous. Well, obviously we've run out of things to talk about. So
All right, guys.
The end of that show. All right, we have to go make some television, but not before we continue to get far drunker than we are right now. All right, that's a show. I'm sorry, the show. It's a little short. It's a little shorty show this week. But like, we're in a Holiday Inn hotel room. Like, we're not at the fucking studio. Like, be happy there's a show at all. This shit's free, son.
Y'all done fucked up.
Nice callback.
No, this is good. This is good. Good little hang. Good little hang.
Thanks, Matt.
If we have the energies, maybe at the end of this, little road trip, we do something else. But I'm gonna say probably not.
I forgot to mention that. When you travel, I know you're in a serious relationship. Have you ever opened up Bumble or Tinder in some of the places to go shoot overseas?
Before I was in a relationship, absolutely, I did.
I always look.
It's hilarious. How is India Tinder looking?
Limited.
Limited.
No, the king of international Tinder. Yeah. Well, of
Thaddeus.
No, I was gonna say Zach, but he's not actually because he doesn't have like. Time, you know, we don't have time to hook up with people, but
I can give you some advice.
He does always let me know like what the situation is in Tinder.
Don't, if you want to be in a healthy relationship, do not open Bumble or Tinder anywhere in Sweden.
It's a dangerous situation.
Do not,
because it's just smoke shows everywhere.
What's the worst thing up there is a 10.
Well,
nine.
An LA 10 is about a Milan 6.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Around Milan, you go, oh my God. I mean, when I tell you in Milan, the hottest airport security people that I've ever seen in Milan is, I mean, ridiculous.
You know, years ago I went to Latvia.
I wasn't there, but I remember
I was in Latvia, and I was with Josh Vitsa, and he was like the only first like non-black man to be like in Riga a long time. He didn't really let him into any clubs, all racist. Then we said he was a famous rapper, and I was his accountant. And then we got him everywhere. Suddenly, he was the talk of the town. So, you know, cause back then he looked more like Lenny Kravitz. So, when we're leaving Latvia, we get on the plane, and if, in English they start, and the captain comes out, and he's like, "Please fasten your seatbelts," and you know, we're about to take off, and then he switches to Latvia, and he talks for like 15 minutes. And he's like, "What is he saying?" And I'm like, "Well, based on all the men on the plane and what they wanted to do to the women of this country, he's reading a list of all the countries who are not welcome back." So yeah, that's
I have a vague recollection of that going to Japan, where the Japanese pilot went on for like 20 fucking minutes.
He's going on.
What
and
the
on.
Fuck is he? What do I need to know that you're not telling
all the countries
me?
And go fuck yourself.
Like they basically said in a novella version right. of, if this shit hits the fan, throw the white people right. out first.
He told all the Japanese where the parachutes are.
It's like, listeners, good luck.
What did he say?
Yeah. That's awesome.
How do you say parachute?
I did
in
pull
Japanese?
The most like the most offensive Super American thing when we got there. I didn't recall they were not part of the Euros. They were not the Euros there. So I go to the money counter, and for the first time in my life, like my education was insufficient to get me through a conversation in any language. And my basic I just didn't have the terms. So I'm like, I need to exchange this money for the guy who's looking at me for. He's like, I'm like, I need to get some Latvian dickmas.
What are they actually called? Do you know?
They were called Latvian lots.
They're never fucking original.
They weren't dickmas. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. We all fucked up.
Dude, Latvian dickmas.
Okay, cool.
Well, should we continue this in the safety of the bar?
Probably.
Where 150,000 people aren't listening to this conversation
okay,
anymore?
Let's shut this down.
All right. New one takes everyone Monday through Thursday on the Smoking Tire. One wakes. My new Marine review situation is happening.
And one sake will be the Japanese
one sake will be the
rice wine reviews.
One Seiko. And, of course, Drive on NBC Sports, the show that the three of us are on, is this fall on NBC Sports. How about that shit?
What about Porter? Is one shake?
Oh, God, no. There, I can't. Okay. We got to call it. The Smoking Tire Podcast is powered by Shout Engine. Get your own damn podcast at shoutengine.com. It's easy. We just did it in a fucking Holiday Inn. And you can, too. And you don't even need equipment as good as we have, because our equipment kind of sucks. But I'm working on that. And Spinelli, you want to plug anything?
TheDrive.com.
Nah. I'm going to go nah.
Okay.
Meh on that
Let's
one.
See. Wait a minute. What else? Wait, I got something else. I got something for this. So I got a lemonade stand.
Right, while you're thinking about it.
Right outside.
Are you really? Do you?
No,
Pulitzer
really.
Pulitzer clothing line?
Yeah. In fact, we just... did you see the mock-ups? I sent you the mock-ups.
Yeah, you did. They
we're
look good.
TST
and there's
going to
be a TSD patch,
TST
right?
Patch,
I'm very excited for that.
Jackets, but we'll announce that officially in a couple of weeks. The answer production. The patches are in production now, I think.
Every time I pull my OG Pulitzer jacket out of the closet and wear it, I get compliments on it every single time.
Sweet.
It's great.
So that's coming soon. And then, we'll talk about the audio stuff next time.
Yeah, high-end audio. Yep. I'm stoked. All right. Cool, man. Thanks for doing the show, guys.
Oh, wait. One last thing.
Yeah, you got a thing?
Seiko watches.
Yeah.
That's
what about
it.
Him? I'm trying to get Spinelli to buy a nice watch. He needs to treat himself more often.
Yeah.
Vintage Seikos are where it's at. Buy them now.
Yeah.
They ain't
totally.
Getting any cheaper.
Totally.
All right. Fucking peace out, bitches. See you later.